You're in the podcast area, and my name is Bev Etheridge, and I'm the editor of the CyberTalk website. The massive growth in interest and use of social networking sites has been well documented by the media, with accompanying scare stories of some of the risks. However, how much does the average person really know about social networking sites? I decided to build CyberTalk because of the lack of basic information out there for teenagers who may want to use these sites, or for parents anxious about their children using these sites. The aim of CyberTalk is to demystify social networking on the internet, explain how to use these sites, and also how to minimise the risks of doing so. But first, you might be wondering, what is all the fuss about social networking? Why are these sites becoming so popular? In this podcast, I'm going to look at some of the reasons why more and more people are choosing to interact online through social networking sites. If you're not really interested in the historical development of social networking sites, but would rather go on and use them, I recommend that you skip this podcast, although you never know, you might just find it interesting. By the end of 2006, one of the most popular social networking sites, MySpace, had nearly 80 million unique users from across the world. More than half of all American teenagers use social networking sites and have a profile that allows them to interact with others. Why? It is a cliche, but at root, humans are social creatures who have a need to interact with others, to share their opinions, thoughts and feelings, and to expand their knowledge of the world. In short, to be part of a community. So what is a community? Many authors have many different definitions, but it is probably safe to say that a community begins to develop when members of that community begin to fix their identities, form relationships, and a shared set of values and behavioural norms starts to develop. Historically, such interaction and community has been limited by geography. A long time ago, the only form of social interaction was face-to-face. As technology has advanced, people have been able to interact using the written word and, more recently, telephones. The development of the internet is simply an advance that has led to the possibility of forming new types of connections that can develop into a community. In the physical world, community members must live together. In the online world, people can be separated by thousands of miles and can even be living in different time zones. However, whilst the internet makes the formation of new communities possible, the needs and the desires of people remain the same. What is true is that internet communities have different characteristics to communities in the physical world. Some early observers believe that a virtual community built on the internet could never really compare with the one in the real world. In particular, criticisms included the fact that the anonymity of the internet means that it's impossible to ever really know the identity of the person you are chatting to online, and that the contact lacks the richness of face-to-face communication. It is clear, however, that not all electronic connections are transient, and many users have very real, deep emotional attachments to the connections they make in cyberspace. In an increasingly fragmented physical world, online communities can be a substitute for face-to-face interaction, a form of escapism from so-called real communities. Many people have a romantic notion about face-to-face interaction that simply does not fit with the facts. After all, how much do you really know about your classmates or your next-door neighbour? Just because you meet someone in the street or sit next to them all day at school doesn't mean you really know them, yet I'm sure you'd consider them part of your community. Further, some of the concerns of earlier authors regarding the inability to fix online identity have also been partly alleviated by the development of new technology and new security techniques. So in my opinion, social networking sites are simply another example of humans using the resources available to interact. Given new technology, humans will simply find new ways of interacting and forming themselves into communities. Social networking sites are here to stay, at least until the arrival of the next technology.